USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A trade war with China continues as China now says it will slap 25% tariffs on $16 billion worth of U.S. goods later this month. The action retaliation against the latest round of tariffs the U.S. is to impose on Chinese products later this month as well. It comes as many U.S. businesses are feeling negative impacts from the last round of tariffs. Stephanie Nadeau says with 25% tariffs on the main lobster she sells, as opposed to 7% tariffs on Canadian lobsters imported by China, she has no sales in China anymore, when she used to sell 30% of her catch there.
There are no lobsters going to mainland China. So, I mean, we have the identical product to Canada. My lobsters have a 25% tax, which is a $2 difference, is an insurmountable difference.
She spoke on CBS News, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello. My name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
More than $300,000 in reward money now being offered to help solve the disappearance of University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts, the 20-year-old missing now 3 weeks today. Crime Stoppers of Central Iowa saying about 180 donors have contributed to the growing reward fund. That is, investigators are following up on over 650 tips they've received in the woman's disappearance while jogging on the 18th of July. Her boyfriend has reportedly refused to take a polygraph test. The State Department urges patience when it comes to ongoing efforts to get North Korea to denuclearize.
The process of achieving denuclearization is one that we have all known would take some time. The world is united in seeing this achieved, so it will certainly take some time.
State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert speaks amid reports that the Trump administration may soon be sending Secretary of State Mike Pompeo back to Pyongyang for another meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump says he's monitoring the monster wildfires in California closely. Speaking through a statement issued in Bedminster, New Jersey, where he's still on working vacation, the president said he's grateful to the firefighters battling the blazes. He also sends his thoughts and prayers to those affected. Trump noting he's planning to have meetings about the wildfires, noting that there are things that could be done to mitigate the situation in the future. The largest of those wildfires, the Mendocino Complex fire, has now burned nearly 300,000 acres. It's the largest wildfire in California's history. Lyme disease is now found in all 50 states. A study by Quest Diagnostics showing a steady rise in the number of positive tests for that tick-borne illness over the past 7 years. The biggest increases outside the northeastern U.S. were found in the states of California and Florida. Drinking alcohol directly affects eating habits, according to researchers at the University of Buffalo. The results of a survey find that people are more likely to eat salty snacks before bed after a night of drinking. Researchers say they believe that drinking causes blood glucose levels to rise and fall, causing feelings of hunger. And if you really love your cat, you can celebrate that bond today. It's International Cat Day. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.